At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You ain't on Coors Light. You talking like a damn fool.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in. A Victory Monday, Reaction Monday, as the Texans get an enormous win on the road in Indianapolis. We want to hear from you. 713-572-4610. Tyler will have the phone lines open for you. 713-572-4610. We're seeing what the formula is. We're seeing how the Texans, and I think I would argue, Clint, Sunday was on full display exactly the way D'Amico wants to see this. It was the most complimentary level of football that I think we've really seen with CJ at the helm at quarterback. Do you believe this is a formula in which the Texans can get to a place they've never been before? And we understand they have never been to the AFC Championship game. Do you out there believe this is a formula in which they can get to a space they've never been before? 713-572-4610. Phone lines open. Tyler, get to you. Is it me too? Did you see the formula becoming very, very clear, especially with CJ in, you know, more, much higher ceiling to make some of the plays that maybe Davis wouldn't? Do you think this is a formula that the Texans can get through the AFC with?
Oh, I think it's a formula that you can get through the SEC with.
AFC, yeah.
I'm sorry, the AFC with. Now, the key is, can you plug in the right digits to make the formula make sense? I mean, that's ultimately
every week.
Can you solve the formula? Can you it equals over here the great defense, you know, ball control offense, death by a thousand cuts, whatever, stay ahead of the chains. We know what the formula equals. Can you plug in all the pieces on this other side of the equation to make it make sense? That's the question, right? I like the formula. I like how this thing's coming together. We will see if CJ Stroud can commit to that formula and play well in that formula. We'll see. I think talent wise, I know he can. But there's still almost like an uncomfortable kind of fit right there with him, whether it's, you know, a mental block or it's just he knowingly going, no, I want to be more aggressive, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. It all depends on CJ Stroud, and how good he gets will determine how deep in his playoffs you can make it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I think clearly this can work and get there, especially. And I said it earlier in the show, I don't know if the formula that the Texans bring to the table is something that I think could work potentially, Clint, three times on the road, which is what they're looking at right now if they were to make the playoffs. But when I look at the field that they're facing and the teams that they could run into, I definitely think that this is a formula that could work. And I think that's the biggest difference, right? Like right now, if you look at the teams that are the four division leaders right now, like except for Lamar, I don't think any of them you look at, even with how CJ has played, that you look at and say, man, they're in a different class than CJ. Right? Like like Drake May is having a hell of a year. I don't think right now, year two, you look at Drake and say different class. Trevor Lawrence, I don't think you look at him and say different class. Bo Nix, I don't think you look at him and say different class right now. Right? Like, So you look at it and it's not like, boy, that's something huge that you have to overcome. And I think they can do this thing with their defense and then their offense complement them like they did. The amount of plays that the Colts had to see yesterday, and I think it was same in the first half of what the Bills had to see the week before, that is a recipe, for them to be able to get where they want to get.
I think this. I don't think there is an offense in football that the Houston Texans defense can't frustrate, overwhelm, force into making some poor decisions, force to get outside their identity, and ultimately, force them to struggle. And I don't believe that there is a defensive unit in football that can force the Texans right now. I say in football. There's one in football, but I'm talking about the AFC, kind of the path you're talking about.
Yep.
I don't know that there is a defense in the AFC in football that can overwhelm, frustrate, confuse C.J. Stroud in this offense enough to overcome what our defense is capable of doing. That's where I'm at. I mean, if the Houston Texans offense can be if they can just be solid and not be overwhelmed and not get out over their skis and not try to do too much, if they can just stay right there in their lane, which I don't know that there's any defenses in the AFC that can force them out of their lane. They're the only ones that'll do it, right? And I think that is a combination that can go a long way.
Yeah. 713-572-4610. Do you believe this is a formula that the Texans can get to a place they've never been before, AFC championship game? Andy, kick us off. Andy, do you believe this is a formula that they can win three games in a row to get to a Super Bowl with?
I think it's possible. I'm going to ask you guys to, you get your comments on a couple of things I think CJ needs to work on that it's frustrating for me to watch him do it. Step up in the pocket, man. You see that end pressure coming? He backed up a number of times right into it. I'm yelling at the team, step up. It's wide open in front of you. Step up and then make a decision. It seems like you see the Bills also wide open 5 to 10 yards in front of him, and he's still trying to pick a, and a receiver out. Run a few yards, man. I know we like these guys that come out of college that are athletic to become pocket passers, but he's got some talent with his wheels, and he needs to use them, especially as we get into crunch time. And he's been off for, 4 or 5 weeks, right? So his legs should be fresh. His head should be fresh. He should have learned a lot from watching Mills. At one point in the game, I was like, man, Mills,
No, you didn't, Andy. Stop this, Andy. Stop, Andy, stop it. Don't you do it. Stop.
I am. Andy. I stopped myself.
I'm about to say, okay, all right. You stopped yourself.
Okay. But I love that he's back. I'm awful. He's our franchise. He's the future. But, man, just step up. Throw that little, 5-yard shot like Brady would do when nobody's open, or run 5 yards, get us in great shape for second down, and stop backing up into the rushing defensive ends.
All right, I appreciate the call, Andy. Look, and we'll do coming up here in just a bit. We'll do CJ Stroud's grade for yesterday. I know there are some things that can be frustrating, Andy stepping up in the pocket, some of that, but I think also when you say he's been off for 4 weeks, he's been off for 4 weeks, right? And there was some seeing live bullets for the first time in over a month may have had something to do with it. But still, Clint, I think we saw there's a play that was made that he's the only one that's a quarterback on the roster that's going to make the play. And I understand those sacks because I can remember in my mind a stunt that he walked right into a sack. But CJ's going to probably get a couple of plays like that because he's going to try to extend plays a little bit more than Davis, right? I still thought he helped his offensive line some in the game by getting rid of the ball. But I don't know, man. I know there can be some frustrating things, but I do think, Clint, I mean, you're off for about 4 weeks. That may play a part in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, all the context matters. I mean, being off as long as he was, being out as long as he was, I thought he was tremendous relative to that, right? I thought he did a hell of a job. I mean, especially came out of the gate, 13-play drive. And you know, you can go back and look at that where there's a couple of throws maybe could have went different. But for the most part, it was really, really good, all things considered. And so, yeah, I mean, look, we can talk about what C.J. Stroud needs to do moving forward. I'm open to even having a conversation about, you know, the Davis Mills, C.J. Stroud, as long as it doesn't revolve around Davis Mills playing. Like, let's just compare, like, what is it Davis Mills does well that C.J. maybe needs to do a little bit earlier? I mean, do a little bit better. I'm open to some of those things now that we've seen them both in this offense. But yeah, I thought C.J. was great relative to having not played in a month and playing that defense going to give you multiple different looks and things of that nature. I thought he was really good.
Dave, jump in. Do you think this is the formula the Texans can win 3 games and get to a Super Bowl with?
Yes, yes, yes. The Baltimore Ravens won a world championship with a great defense and a lights out defense with a solid running game. And I say yes, yes, yes.
All right, appreciate the call. Great. I don't know that they're quite the Ravens defense from them, but in this field, they are like that. And as I said earlier, if you do something great in this field, you've got a real chance. And I think they are absolutely, as you said, they are any team that they play offensively is not going to play at their best. They're not going to play at their best. And, you know, now to a point that you made that maybe we got to talk about a little bit is I don't know that I love the race to 20, and let's just stop at the race to 20, which we've seen last week, because I don't know about you. I watched both games, the Bills and the Colts game against their offense, their defenses, and I felt like the Texans could score 30 at certain points of the game. And they end up with 20 and really 23 against the Bills, but the defense gave them.
17 games this year. I bet you there's 6 or 7 where we look at each other and go, boy, I think the Texans could have scored 30 plus.
Yeah.
Right? And the point, my point that I'm making is that's never the plan with DeMeco or Nick Cayley or Nick Caserio. No. That's never the plan. It's let's do enough. Let's kind of in real time during the game, let's kind of evaluate what's going on. Our defense is locking this offense up. Their quarterback can't move. He's not seeing the field well. Hey, y'all, let's be conservative and kick this field goal. Hey, y'all, let's be conservative here and punt. Hey, y'all, let's be conservative here and run 2 quarterback sneaks instead of, you know, spreading this thing out and taking the risk of maybe getting a sack, but also throwing a touchdown or getting a first down and chewing up more of the clock, right? 4-point game, they are really, really comfortable in, boys. They're really, really comfortable in, and I think that's going to take points off the board for this offense. The end of the first half, Ron.
Yeah.
DeMeco said, huh. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but DeMeco was like, we get the ball, come out at halftime, man, we good. Like, no, you botched that. Like, that left 3 points, at least 3 points on the field, if not more, right? I mean, so they are going to be okay with those approaches and leaving points on the field as long as they are controlling the game defensively. And so we're never going to know whether Nick Cayley and C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins can score 30 a game or not. We just don't have that. We don't plug. We don't have that approach in our – which is fine, by the way. I'm not complaining. That's not the approach here.
Yeah. South Side Al, do you believe, as you're watching this team, they won 4 in a row, they went on the road to beat the Colts, do you think this is a formula in which they can win 3 games and get to a Super Bowl?
First of all, shout out to the Texans. And I told you, Ron, I told Clint Dustin I had some receipts. Jonathan Taylor ain't seen this front. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to my defense. But let me say this and why I say no. This ain't a formula. And Clint can attest to this. Every week in the NFL Football League, all you listeners out there, every opponent is different.
You have to evolve and you have to understand situational football. It may change. You may be in a different situation where you need to score 10 points with 5 minutes left in the game. You may have to kick a field goal. You don't know. So I'm just going to say keep it 1 week at a time. Don't be looking by playoff 1 week at a time. Clint know this. Prepare for what you're doing and keep it going. Let me say this about C.J. Stroud, Ron, and I'll hang up and listen. All y'all out there talking about C.J. Stroud, man, going on with that, man. The man throw for 270-some yards. Nico Collins don't get cute. He got a touchdown. Ain't nobody over there going to mess with C.J. Stroud. Man coming out for concussion, man. Man threw for 270. Y'all need to stop that, man. This is a new offense. We coming with a coordinator ain't never called games. You put C.J. Stroud on any one of these teams that's in the top two in their division with coordinators that they had 3-4 years, they'll be scoring 40. I'm done, man. Appreciate the call. Take it easy.
All right, that's Southside Al. Yeah, I think for CJ, and we'll get to him coming up here in just a bit, coming out the way he did, coming off the concussion against a quality opponent on the road, a little hint. I think he played pretty well. And like I said, we'll get into that. He said no, and I understand it is different every week, but to be honest, can the formula work? Did it work against Jacksonville this year? Ultimately, yes, and we've watched them. They've beat Jacksonville, and we watch them be able to handle it. Can it work against Denver? They about had it, and one would argue, and many of you have argued, CJ got knocked out of that game, and it changed the way that game looked, right? Do I think it could work against the Patriots? Yeah, right. Did it work against the Colts? Yeah. All right, so I don't know if they could do it each and every week. That's the big thing, but it's damn sure there, and there isn't overwhelming teams that now, unless something else, we get new evidence. Now, I don't think it'll happen, but if the Chiefs run out here and just throw 30 on them or something, then maybe you look at a little something different. I don't think that's going to happen, but I do feel like this is a formula they can roll through with. All right, coming up, let's get C.J. Stroud's grade. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. My man went 22-for-35, 276. No touchdowns in the one pick. How did you think C.J. Stroud did? What was his grade as he returned to the lineup after about 4 weeks out?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll do that next.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, a Reaction Monday, Victory Monday as well. And I believe I heard Tyler promo. By the way, tomorrow's Tyler's birthday. Tomorrow's also... That means Clint's daughter's birthday too, right?
Lainey James. Yeah. Lainey James, little birthday tomorrow too, baby. Should be two.
It's not only
time flies, boy.
Lainey and Tyler's birthday, and it's also going to be a Texans Ticket Tuesday.
Oh, Ticket Tuesday, huh?
For the Arizona game, front row seats in the bullpen. So hang out with us tomorrow. A lot of birthday celebrations, and with that, because it's their birthdays, we're going to try to give you a chance to get some free tickets. That's how generous Tyler and Lainey are. Going to hook you up, so stay tuned.
It's a giving season, man.
It really is, to be honest with you. It really is. All right, let's get to it. I see people on the text line. What is what was C.J. Stroud's grade yesterday? You can text in your thoughts, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. And I see Joel Hernandez, our guy on Twitch. He's got a B for C.J. Stroud. Also checking in, C.J., 62%, one pick, no touchdowns. C plus from the text line. I got a C and a B from the text line. Clint, you watched it his first game back since the big hit against the Broncos. Has missed some time. Where did you land in terms of how he played with his grade?
I got a B. You know, the interception obviously hurts. I do think there's times that were obvious where, we talked about this before of like once you – for however you do it, whether it's penalty or incomplete pass or run gets stuffed, you know, that second down, the timing of when you take your risk, the second down, I think there's several times where, you know, we could have threw the ball underneath immediately and got into a third and two or third and three instead of, you know, taking a shot at Nico Collins in double coverage, you know, in the back of the end zone kind of deal. So I think there's a couple of those that we can look at. Not concerned about the no touchdowns. It was a lower completion percentage than what we've seen from C.J. Stroud typically. So I think once I take in the context of, one, I've only seen the TV copy. Two, he was on the shelf for 4 weeks and was getting back into play. I'm gonna go with a solid B, man. I thought he played well enough to win. He didn't do anything stupid that got us beat. I'm good with it. So there's a couple of sacks that were taken that you can't take. Yep, obviously, I agree with some of the texture. So a handful of things here, there, kept it from being an A. I'll go with the B, solid B.
Text line coming in, I'll give mine another B. Someone coming in with an F. Okay, you know what's crazy is y'all act like CJ is so much better than Davis Mills, but I promise you Davis Mills could have done exactly what CJ did yesterday, and y'all are going to sit here and blame it on rust. The dudes played like they did all year, and dude is not good and doesn't have confidence throwing in the pocket. F. I think you're insane.
Well, I just wonder what you're listening to. I you can have your own opinion. I think
your opinion's insane.
If you think the team would be better with that stable lower ceiling that you know what you're going to get every week, and okay, whatever. But what are you listening to? None of us said anything about Rust, did we?
He hasn't played in 4 weeks. I think that has something to do with it.
But it wasn't like there was a bunch of rust there, and so he played poorly.
He didn't play poorly.
Right, yeah. Nobody's blaming anything on – I didn't hear anybody blame anything on Rust, I guess, is where I was going with it.
To me, I do give him a benefit of the doubt on seeing some things of not playing for 4 weeks, just like I gave Davis Mills the benefit of the doubt after looking like he did against Denver because he hasn't been in a game yet. I think you go a long period of time, a month or however long Davis did before he played Denver, seeing stuff live action, seeing what different – and Lou is one of the best in the business for the Colts to confuse quarterbacks. I think there's something there. I think you are just a hater. I don't really any other way. I think you're forcing yourself to see something that is not real. Our guy Joe. Sorry, Joe. I know the Maggies. They hurt you. C minus. Joe brings it. It's a C plus. B minus. Someone checks in. I would say a B minus is where I land. Didn't like the pick, especially coming off of just getting the ball back by right there and giving it right back to him.
Yep.
I thought some of the sacks, and I think this is where some rust comes in. I think with this team, I think even more with your defense, there is live to fight another day. There's got to be a little bit more of that. I don't want to go in there and say nothing because I don't want to take the natural instincts from C.J. Stroud. I think he's maybe had that stripped a little bit enough to begin with. But I think he's just got to be smarter and not take some of those sacks. He turned a chip shot field goal into one where, this is 40-something here and you need all the points you can get. And I thought he just made some plays that no other quarterback on the roster can make. I think he made some throws. I think he got away. Like, you just – little simple stuff. On the run as, you know, the Colts are not fooled by his fakes at all, and they're pressuring him, and he, on the money, throws it in front of receivers multiple times, which not only created first downs, but obviously took away maybe a potential loss or a sack away. So I thought – first game back against Lou Anarumo against the Colts on the road, pretty good. I'd say B minus. And that I just, if you're F or D's, I don't know.
Well, there's clearly like an ability with C.J. Stroud, guys, that is, and I'm stating the obvious here, but there's clearly an ability to fit balls in and make throws that you know your backup quarterbacks in the league don't make. And to be honest with you, your lesser talented starting quarterbacks in the league just don't make. The quick release combined with the power that he can generate with that quick release just makes that ceiling really, 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 really high. And you know, it's not that the other guy, in this case Davis Mills, or it's not that a lesser quarterback can't make those throws. They just have to do it different. It looks different. Ball's got to come out of their hand earlier. They got to read it clear. They got to read it earlier. They got to anticipate it more. He has the ability and the luxury of seeing things a bit longer because like a second longer because he has the ability to drive it in there. And there's just that ceiling goes up when seven's behind the center, man, and those throws, there's about four or five throws to your point that are just like, man, now he created the circumstances that may have made it a tighter window, but boy, that is an elite throw.
Yeah, there are some plays out there that the defense had the right response to and that he was able to get yards out of that Davis just couldn't. And Davis, again, was great for this team. Right, he was great for this team. Like, if you didn't watch that game yesterday and say to yourself, I know Tony was texting me, you're out of your mind. I think you just want to be out of your mind. If you didn't watch that yesterday and think, there's a difference there. There's a difference. Then I just think that you're trying not to see it. All right, coming up, we'll do our weekends, best weekends, worst, and a little news from the Texans as they from the injury front as they move on to play the Chiefs coming up. We'll do that.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in on a Victory Monday, Reaction Monday here on The Drive. We're going to do a little weekend's best, a little weekend's worst, as we do each and every Monday. But, Clint, did want to pass across this news. If those did not know this, we saw this injury happen in the game yesterday. But Texans rookie safety Jalen Reed broke a metal plate in his forearm. He looked like he was in a ton of pain down on the ground. It's from a previous surgery, recovery time undetermined, Clint. So it looks like he is going to miss some time with that forearm situation. And it's good that they do have Jalen Petrie back, who, by the way, shout out to him, looked a lot better in coverage yesterday. But this is a position that they're thinning. They're getting thin in right here. MJ Stewart out on IR. Now Jalen Reed may miss some time. Listen, you don't think of Jalen Reed when you start to think of this defense, but the depth situation at that safety position is starting to take a hit, and they're having to dig into practice squad guys probably more than they want to.
Well, thank the good Lord for Miles Bryant, right? I mean, he plug him in again. And
is Jimmy Ward, is he coming back?
D'Amico Ryans spoke about Jimmy Ward today. I'll play that for you in the next segment.
I'd love to hear that specifically.
Yeah. Thank the Lord for Miles Bryant and D'Amico Ryans speaks very matter of factly about how good he is and about how versatile he is. So I would expect that to be the answer.
Yeah. So that is the latest there. We'll see how long he is going to be out, but. A hit in that safety room potentially for some extended time with Jalen Reed re-injuring an injury in his forearm. Looked like he was in a lot of pain, didn't return, and could miss some time. All right, every Monday we do this weekend's best, weekend's worst. I will start with my weekend's best, and I just really love when guys are just completely 100% uncut and honest. You know, and sometimes when you hear it, you get people like Antonio Brown or Kanye that just like, all right, chill out. But then for the most part, though, you got to take the good with the bad. And Brown's defensive tackle, Shelby Harris, really expressed himself about Juwan Jennings, wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. And if you remember last week, he had a little run in after he punched somebody in the nuts, or he got punched in the nuts, excuse me, in a scrum, and I believe my man got suspended for that as well.
These nuts,
yeah, hit him in the nuts. Well, here was Shelby Harris following the game and his thoughts about Juwan Jennings.
He's a hoe, and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the nuts, because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever, but, like, I don't respect it because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft shit, and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched in the nuts. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
Wow, dude.
My man just came around and said he's a hoe. I really appreciate that. I mean, and I can hear it in his voice. Shelby meant that. He means that, and I wonder if that, and I bet you we... It might be a situation in which, Tyler, more people are going to stand up about Juwan Jennings. I feel like more people are going to come out and talk about, yes, he is a hoe. I've had my run-in with his hoe tendencies.
Oh my God.
I really appreciate that from Shelby Harris. That's the best thing I heard all week.
I like it. Let it rip.
Yeah, he did. Just let him know. He said, I want it to be known. That he came and worked himself up for that. He knew he was going to get some people around him. I don't even know if he knew he was. He's going to get some people around him. He said, I'm going to let this out right here.
Well, I'm a little disappointed. He's a player that you hear a lot about just how hard he goes, and as a wide receiver, how hard he blocks, and people don't like him because of how hard he plays and how physical he is. I hoped, personally, I admired and respected the guy because he was cut from that cloth. To hear that he is so filthy that he's running high behind his offensive linemen, so much to the point people are talking about it in post-game interviews.
Talking trash to Malik Collins, former Texan,
after he's injured, getting carted off. Yeah, that's disappointing to know. I thought that this Juwan Jennings, I've admired and respected the way he plays the game and the position. I didn't realize that all this stuff was going on, so I'm a little disappointed at it. But you're right. That is really good audio.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. You're a hoe. Really, I want to let that be known now. All right, what's your weekend's best?
Weekend's best for me is them Chicago Bears, dog.
Number one seed in the NFC.
The Chicago Bears, they beat the Eagles on Friday. So this is not necessarily the weekend, Saturday. Yeah. But they beat the Bears while we were doing our show live from BB's in Pearland, having us a good old time. And the Bears beat the Eagles right there to get to 9-3. Not only do they lead what I think at least at the beginning of the season was believed to be one of the best divisions with the Packers, the Lions, and the Minnesota Vikings. Not only do they lead that division now, Ron, but they are right now, they currently own the one seed in the NFC.
Man, who saw that?
Woo-wee, boy. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I hoped like hell that they would have a good year so that I could then say, well, I told y'all, that's how I hoped the offensive line would be fixed in Houston. They went and spent some money and made it. They didn't worry about what people thought. They just said, hey, man, we know we got a problem. We got to fix this, man. They went out and fixed it, and they're sitting at 9-3, the number one seed in the NFC. And so, obviously, that took the Eagles collapsing here. It took the Rams losing to the Carolina Panthers on Sunday, but weekend's best for me. In a weekend, there was a lot of good, man. I'm going to go with the Bears and Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams catches a lot of hell. Ben Johnson was going to be the savior. Looks like he is, yanking his shirt off in the post game.
That was aggressive.
I mean, free hot dogs. Free hot dogs, I believe, for somebody. I can't remember how that all went down, but I believe there's free hot dogs for everybody. So if he took his shirt off, so he did it, what the hell? Hell, he's pretty fit, so why the hell not, man? Yank that thing off. Coach the next game with no shirt on the sideline. Hell, I'm good with it. But, yeah, the Bears. The Bears, for me, weekend's best.
Yeah, probably not in Lambeau on December 7th, I hear you.
That's what makes it cool.
That's what really just cool. Yeah, I mean, four quarters.
I don't just want to see the dude with the shirt off again. Hell, I want to see him torture himself. Oh, yeah.
In Lambeau.
Hat, headset, no shirt.
He'd have a job.
I mean, just cutting glass with them nipples, that'd be so hard, boys.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Can I say that?
You can. Yeah, nipples are good. Cutting glass is good as well. Okay. Yeah, going on the road, that's a big signature win against the Philadelphia Eagles, the defending champs, despite no matter what kind of fall apart that it looks like they're having right now. All right, my weekend's worst is Steve Sarkisian. And I know, Tyler, I didn't mean that. I know this is tough. I know it was tough for you, that game, bastards. I know your heart was in your nutsacks when Marcel Reed – had to come off the field. I know that was concerning to see what the injury was, but I think Steve's nuts. And I know we have disagreed here on this claim, but I think Steve's nuts. It would be a disservice to our sport if this team is not a playoff team. Steve Sarkisian said about his Texas Longhorns team that got their asses drugged by Georgia and then went on the road and lost to a Florida team that was about to fire its coach. But Sark said this morning, he even went even further on the SEC Network, Clint said, Texas will consider scheduling changes if they are left out of the playoff. We've played a ranked top five team each year. If we're just starting at a record, we've got to put ourselves in a better position to get a better record. So he is threatening if they don't get into the college football playoff to change the way they schedule teams. Right now, stop, man. You didn't play well enough. You didn't. You lost to a Florida team. You shouldn't lose to, right? I mean, Oklahoma scheduled Michigan. They're going to get in. Like, teams that you're not the only team that's scheduled good teams. Texas A&M went on the road to Notre Dame. They got one loss. Albeit it is to Texas, but they got one loss. Like, come on, man. You almost lost to Kentucky. You almost lost to Mississippi State. Let's just calm down with the disservice thing, sorry. Get out of here with that. Mercy. I have a personal feeling about Sark anyway, but it is a damn shame. You're killing me. All right, what's your weekend's worst?
Oh, we've already talked about it briefly. It's Ole Miss.
Yeah.
It's Ole Miss. I mean, not doing everything they could and not doing, I mean, first of all, not realizing who you are, how rare the opportunity is for Ole Miss to not only get in the college football playoff, but do it on the heels of the best season you've ever had. To not understand that and to think that you're just a powerhouse that can just replace a guy and be in this position year in, year out because Kiffin has won a bunch of games there. To not approach this Kiffin thing, Kiffin to LSU thing differently and do everything you could to keep him there to see this thing this season through. I think it's dropping the bag in a major way, and that's my weekend's worst, man. I'm disappointed. I wanted to see if Ole Miss, because I mean, at Arkansas's best, I think they're what Ole Miss is with Lane Kiffin this year. You know what I mean? Like stars align, you get a shot. Hey, man, let's go make this run, and so I can relate to who they are. Boy, it would be painful if I had to go through what they're going through right now, and I feel like the university, the administration didn't do it any good.
Yeah. Got your enemies out here really upset with my comments, Tyler. You're so wrong, good. Show. His point is valid. No, it's not. You're the 16th ranked team in the country right now. Stop. You're allowed to lose two games. Yeah, you shouldn't have lost to Florida. You shouldn't have. Okay?
Is the point valid that would you change your scheduling if you were him?
No.
If they had two losses right now, they'd be in.
Sure, maybe.
100%.
But they don't.
Right. But I'm saying,
okay, and they lost to a bad Florida team.
Correct. But you can lose to a bad Florida team and have two losses and get in. The thing is, would you change your scheduling? Because you've now seen how they're going to handle the college football playoffs, which is fair. I'm not saying he shouldn't. But would you change your scheduling and not schedule tough out of conference opponents, knowing that if you slip up and have a bad loss in a season, it can hurt you so bad to where that going to Ohio State ends up keeping you out?
No. You can lose two games. You can lose two games. No, it wouldn't change. It wouldn't change my schedule. Wouldn't change, but you have a chance to lose two games. All right. Yeah. You slipped up against a bad Florida team. That's a bad team. And then the next time we got a chance to see you against a Georgia team, you just got absolutely drugged. No, stop.
Go have fun at the Pop-Tart Bowl, man.
They'll go to the Citrus Bowl, but I just think
those old Pop-Tarts are funny as hell.
He turned the page quick, didn't he? He did, man. He did. They had a solid year. Yeah. No, you can't lose three times. And you can't lose three times to a team that's it's under 500. I'm sorry. What you got coming up?
We got a reaction Monday. Let's talk about these Texans putting belt to ass on them Colts. Number one. Number two, one takeaway from this game that I'm going to have for y'all. A lot of folks are upset with that old tush push, that old Cade Stover tush push two times in a row. Guess who made that call? I'm going to let you hear right from the horse's mouth. We'll do that next.